You've been searching for answers, wandering in the dark, looking for that glimmer of light that resonates with your soul and spirit. As you step into this new era that some indigenous people refer to as the Rainbow Bridge, without a compass, without a guide, yet needing some help to navigate your way through this spiritual maze, look no further. We've got the map. The Searcher's Roadmap. Now here's your host for The Searcher's Roadmap, Rhonda Harris.
Hello, listeners. This is Rhonda Harrison with The Searcher's Roadmap, broadcasting live from Red Feather Lakes, Colorado. We have Pam Rennie today, the alchemist of all alchemists out there, who blends energy more beautiful than anyone I've ever seen. And we have the beauty of having her today, and then we're going to have her in February on the 20th, and then in March on the 20th, when we celebrate a year of the show. And Pam and I did the first show last year when I first started broadcasting from the network. And I'm really excited about coming up on that anniversary. Pam, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, Rhonda. Hello, everyone. That's... You know, I have to share with everyone listening, you have to have humor. Rhonda and I got talking about the dates just before we went live on the broadcast, and all of a sudden I'm going, Rhonda, are you there? And it was showtime. So that was funny, but, you know, it was taking that it's almost a year. Wow, what a feeling that was.
Yeah. And it's
and
been a huge
show. Thank you.
Everyone, universe, people. Me, you, you know, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
It does.
Not getting, it's just getting bigger, people, and it is amazing. And we want you to be here for that ride, you know, because I've got a huge list of new guests that are going to be coming in, and I have a new thing that I'm going to launch on next Wednesday, the 21st is January, is Shawls of Love and Hugs for people to get involved in. And infusing shawls, if you get them at a, you know, your garage sale, at a thrift store, buy them new, whatever, make them yourself, and infuse them with love and hugs and take them to your closest cancer center, hospice, children's ward, hospital. In the year of me being on the show and also being quite ill, what I found is that shawls are the best way to hug yourself when you're there alone. And
wow.
I think that's really going to be powerful to a lot of people all over the world. And I really want people to feel that they can be very activated and very active in this. You can do it in your local community. You can send them to me if you want. But I think if you can find your own local place to take them to, you know, or blankets for small children, you know, or little small shawls. You know, I'm just really feeling this is the way that Spirit wants us to get that love out there, you know, and this broadcasts out to 138 countries. You know, there's a lot of people that could be affected by love and hugs, by someone filling that shawl with that and then them having it when they need it. But with that, I'm going to open Pam because...
That's beautiful, but will you say again in the beginning you're going to start talking about that on Wednesday, is that right?
Yeah, Wednesday, January 21st. I'm going to launch at 11:11 and a.m. And, you know, I just really feel like, you know, people can check in there. We can share what our experiences have been of infusing the shawls, of smudging the shawls, of, you know, gifting them and then getting feedback back as to how that, you know, is affecting the community. But I think it's going to affect the world in a really huge way. And I want to share it with everyone. I don't want it to just be me out there doing it all. I want people to get active in some volunteerism. We have to give back to the mother and to the people, the humanity of the world. If we really want it to change, we have to be part of that. And that's what I've really felt the most.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for bringing that forward for everyone and for me to hear. And I'm really feeling the passion and that love in your voice as you talk about this. This is a beautiful ripple effect, which I love in this creation. So I'm looking forward to that, Rhonda. Wonderful. I love the vision, too, of the shawl hugging yourself. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're so right. So, wow. So with that, I'm going to tell my puppy that I usually remind them if I'm speaking that it's time for them to be quiet and that they can take a break from doing their duty and patrolling. And sometimes I forget to tell, oh, hold on 1 second, please. Oh, I'm so glad I listened.
Yeah.
I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I was just going to
I'm
tell
so
the
glad I listened because my dog was barking because his dew claw got stuck up in the little loop of his collar. So he literally had one paw up by his throat stuck. And I've never seen that happen before. So there you go. You're good, buddy. So I'm glad I didn't ignore him in his request of I'm calling you. Okay, I'm back and I'm ready. And the dogs are happy and I'm telling them, okay, boys, rest and be still.
And I really want
to
Let me just say this real quick. I want to encourage listeners to please call in at 1-347-838-9142. Pam is really open to questions, answering things, you know, seeing what she's feeling, you know, maybe in your realm, your aura. So please call in at 1-347-838-9142, or you can text them and post them online and I can forward them to her. You know, this is about what you guys would like to see in the show and hear about. So please call in with your questions and or comments. Okay, Pam, sorry.
No, sorry. Thank you so much for saying that because really when I was looking at this week, that was really what came to my mind as I would like to consciously connect and hear the voice of the listeners and know what's on their mind, what are they asking for, and what are they looking for. So, yes, thank you so much for saying that, Rhonda.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, my dog's arm is free, so I'm going to jump in. So take a deep breath, everybody. Oh. I'm here in the state of Georgia, and it has been nippy cold here, not as cold as many other places in the country, I know. But for us, a bit cold and icy this morning. And the sky is absolutely beautiful. Not a cloud in the sky, although I love the clouds, but it's just that absolute beautiful blue. And there's that crisp in the air. And I just wanted to bring that forward. You know, we get so busy that we don't stop sometimes and look and think, what a beautiful world we live in. There's so much to see and so much to feel, and each area is so different and unique. So let's just honor that a moment. And so that question always pops up. I don't really want to hearing my own self speak. I want to know what it is you're calling for, and I always tune in and ask, what do they want to know? What do they want to hear? And I find my preparation space before I call in. Such an amazing energy. I'm looking, going, it's January already. We're in well into the third week. Are we the third week? Sorry, I'm looking at the date. Sorry. The second, completing the second week, it's the 16th of the new month, new year, an 8-year. And we have had so many universal events already. A huge full moon that was in Cancer. Some real shifts in the beginning of the year. Think back for a moment on New Year's Day. really cumbersome, interesting kind of energy. And I'm bringing that forward because we really had some enormous shifts right from the get-go this year. Many solar flares, planetary alignments. Your bodies, our bodies, are changing. We are becoming more crystalline as the light is bathing our planet, and this is also purposeful. Now, again, as Rhonda said, please bring any questions or comments, or bring them forward if you desire to. I would love to assist you consciously with what's on your mind, and I'll just keep talking until then, because I want to talk a little bit about what's available right now. I really see that as if the entire Earth and our entire timeline on the Earth shifted a bit right there in the beginning of this year. Something quite miraculous has taken place. Do we consciously have the wording for it? There probably are those out there that do. But what I want you to notice now is feel the difference that's in the air. We're more firmly anchored in that fifth dimension about choice, about freedom, about our platform has changed. And what does this all mean? You know, you've been with me long enough to know I love to talk about what's available, but I'm really that tell me how to get there person. So I want to talk about how do we navigate and what is available. And first, let's take a journey, though. You know, we all came into this embodiment, not accidentally. We chose to be here now to make a difference. Our very imprint is being left upon this earth. We're here to be about our personal development and our service to others. And that path that I've been walking as a participant in the programs of Mastering Alchemy, I've heard my teacher many times say, this path is 100% personal development and 100% service to others. And you may ask, well, how do I make a difference in the world? What can I do? You may know what you do to make a difference. Do you know, just holding the light you hold and leaving that imprint you make when you walk, you are making a difference. Our world is going through this enormous shift. We went through the fall of consciousness. Our earth changed. It fell. It fell into a third-dimensional construct, one of the lowest constructs a planet's ever fallen to, and that was purposeful, and yet it was many in the realms of all it is, particularly Sanat Kumara, who came forward and said, I want to assist. And he participated and held space and energy and did all of this because they saw a way, and we saw a way to raise the earth back, to raise it into its ascension as the Christed planet that it is. And thanks to the body of work on 11-11-11, not that long ago, this earth that we walk is once again a Christ. We go through the period of time of 12-12-12 when the divine feminine was anchored on this earth in its fullness in a way never before. When the element of love straight from Creator that was not fully present in its fullness on the earth now bathes and is anchored within this planet. And on 12-21-12, we went through an enormous shift and lovingly, gently, closed that door to the third dimension. Now, many looked for some big grand event. Oh, well, there was a grand event. Yet we woke up on 12-22, same house, same body, same car, same life. Maybe we didn't feel that different. But look back. Take a moment without going to and notice all that's transpired in your life. Maybe you don't consciously see the changes. Many of them are subtle. But we have walked through the most remarkable evolution, and it has just begun. We are here on a brand new template upon this earth. We are being observed by many. We are being assisted by a whole host of archangels, ascended masters, lords of light, Elohim. We, dear ones, are the ones in the physical body. It is us that is making the difference on the planet as we change our physical bodies and we raise our consciousness. We're raising the vibration of the planet and of all of humanity and assisting purposely on this mission that we came into this embodiment to be and to do. Now I paint the picture there for you to be in that energy of awe. Don't you find it fascinating that we talk about these things and you can hear these things and let the energy flow? Consciously, we have no reference for it. Consciously, we're like, okay, and what does it really mean? And so I want to talk to you about how to walk the seams of this earth life, being who you are and what you came here to be. Because we are in the midst of the most amazing evolutionary times, and I believe something quite miraculous took place at the very beginning of this year to assist us more fully. Things are changing and moving at rapid speed. I'm watching miracles happen instantaneously as people waken up and say, yes, I'm ready. Many are choosing to leave the earth and to participate in another way. We do have choice in multiple ways. Take a deep breath and feel yourself grounded. Remember the grounding cord we've built many times before? And for anyone new, welcome. I guide you through a wonderful exercise of the grounding cord. You may go to my website at pamrennie.com under classes, and there's a free sign up for an MP3 around the grounding cord and the rose tool. But for right now, be grounded. Feel yourself in this physical body, for you are a soul spirit, a unique divine spark, individual personality of source in the physical body. Feel that. Feel the expansion that's available for you to step into right now in that statement and in the energies of this day. This month, in particular, is filled with assistance, as always, but in particular with the alignments, it's filled with the assistance to really release those fragments, the baggage, the experiences that don't go along with the elevated path we are on. All of the things that we've experienced that hurt, that brought pain and discomfort, those very uncomfortable relationships, the hurts, the traumas, we learned from everything we've been through. There are no accidents. And as I was told some time ago, to let everybody know, you didn't mess up. There is no mess up, and there's nothing broken. But right here, right now, in this moment, present time, is what Metatron says matters. Not only most, but it's essential for your evolution to not be looking back to the past and not feeling that you messed up or that you're broken because of. It's time to really let go. Let's experience a bit of an up-leveling of our energy fields now. From this place of being grounded, very present, I want you to notice your breathing. You know that infinite wisdom of the Creator is held within the breath. We are surrounded with light from Source, with energies, with sound that we don't hear. So allow your breath to be in a comfortable, rhythmic, like a circular flow. We change the breathing pattern into a abrupt start stop, and that actually affects our ability to be in present time. So play with me here and experience breathing in a circular breath. With no abrupt start stop, allow your diaphragm to relax and to do the work. Allow your chest to relax. Allow the breath on the inhale to be with an expansion in the diaphragm and the belly. And right when that breath feels almost full, begin the exhale. And before that exhale is empty, inhale. Way it could feel like a not completion, it truly is how you were designed to breathe. Play with that a moment. Very good. A yawn signals a lovely shift of energy. Now notice the breath throughout the remainder of this call. Allow it to be comfortable. Let your bodies relax. You're in a wonderful, safe, sacred space. Time to come together and be nurtured, to feel that love. Like Rhonda talked about with the shawl, feel yourself enveloped as you breathe in that element of love. Allow that love to bathe all of your bodies. It's in this space, grounded, present moment, comfortable rhythmic breath. Do you see the difference, being in present time? It's quiet. It feels soft. It feels aligned with truth. It's this space where the answer lies to the question asked. Allowing the mind to be quiet, pondering, letting everything slow down, yet we're right here, present. This is one of the most essential tools there is. You might not have thought of being in present time as a tool. It's an essential place to be and to play. Being grounded and present will assist you walking the seam through the seams of this earth in a very big way. Do you feel that alignment? Do you feel the energies more palatable around you? Do you feel that shift as you come right here? And let's call in that violet flame, that beautiful, wonderful, transforming flame that Saint Germain works so valiantly with. And let's, from the higher chakras above the head, let's draw that flame down. You know, it's fascinating as we are surrounded by these energies, these light coatings, and all we have to do is put our conscious attention on drawing them down, and they're right there. Notice that. As we bring this violet flame in, allow it to come into the crown. Allow it to flow in that column of light, crown. Through that column, it merges through the sixth chakra. And now the fifth. And let's bring it into the heart. We've all experienced those thoughts we haven't wanted to think, the energies we haven't wanted to experience. It's part of being on the path too. So let's allow this violet flame to cleanse us. And let's call anything negative, anything not in alignment with our highest good, with this Christed energy, let's ask this violet flame to simply transform it. And as this light continues down from above and billows within the heart, with a next in-breath, breathing in more of the violet flame extended out to all the physical body. I can tell some of you had already done that, and that's perfect. Feel these coatings of light creating a change in your entire physical body, a release, a renewal. Very nice. Now as you inhale the violet flame, on the next breath from the heart, extend it to the entire aura. Breathing in the light and breathing the light out so that you are encompassed in, through, and around with a violet flame. Purposeful, using a ray of creation, an aspect of a ray, to assist, fully available for you anytime you choose. Take a breath, continuing to breathe in the violet flame. It's now filling your entire physical body, mental, emotional, spirit body, your entire aura. And scan your aura and allow the violet flame to smooth it out. Close any gaps, any leaks. Very good. Now allowing this light to continue, create a rose, a wonderful tool of alchemy. You remember a red rose. Maybe you've seen one growing in the garden. First one I ever saw was my grandmother's roses in her garden. You may have seen it at a florist. Hopefully you are lucky enough that someone has given you a rose in your lifetime, or many. See that rose and hold that rose at the very edge of your aura as if you were putting your hand straight out in front of you. In fact, do that. Pretend you're holding that rose. See it. Now allow that rose to stay right there at the edge of your aura in front of you. Drop your hand back down. See the rose there. That wonderful alchemical tool used for eons of time, programmed to be of assistance. That rose holds the highest vibration of any living thing on our beautiful planet. And that rose is now assisting you by creating a line of delineation. Staying right there, the edge of your aura. And now add five more. A rose above your head at the edge of your aura, equal distance behind you, to the right, to the left, and below your feet. Six roses, 6 points, equal distance at the edge of your aura. Take a breath. Feel yourself contained by these beautiful, vibrating roses. They create a line of delineation, meaning you've got a boundary. You're saying with this rose, this is me in my space, and I'm going to observe what's outside of the rose on the other side of it. I don't have to be the effect of what's out there. Almost like you're walking in a bubble. The vibration of the rose creates that line. The vibration of the rose helps you keep your energy here. And when you meet with a friend for coffee and you see that rose up creating that boundary, that line, and she talks about her difficult life, you can hold compassion and not feel the effect of your friend's experience. This rose in place helps you be the effect of your energy field and your intention and not what else is going on out and around in the world. Use this ever-empowering, important tool, these two tools, the grounding cord and the rose tool, absolutely foundation in my book for walking flawlessly through the seams of this earth. And there's much more, but let's take a break right here. And don't go away, come back. But there's more. We'll take a break for a couple of minutes. So, Rhonda, let's set the break music.
Okay, and I'm going to let you know that you do have a caller in the back.
Excellent.
And callers, please feel free to call in at 1-347-838-9142. And all you have to do is call in and press 1. And then if I'm busy talking, I'll just put you in a numerical order. And you will be brought in as... And I will tell you what your area code is. Sorry, my tongue is a little twisted. And I'm trying to do two things at the same time, and I'm not doing a very good job at it. But anyway.
You're doing a great job. We're good. And do we need to take a break now? I think we do. Yes? No?
Yeah. Just for a minute. And
okay.
And then that way the listeners can take a break and get some water and come back and be ready to ask their questions and comments, and don't be afraid. Listeners, we're back, and we're having a great time with Pam today and her alchemistic ways of helping us change our energy and see things. And so, Pam, we're back to you.
Okay. Hi. Welcome back. And, Rhonda, I understand you said there were some callers, so let's open the lines.
Okay. Carrie will be our first caller. Carrie, you're live.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
Hi, Carrie. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. That was beautiful. I was listening from the beginning.
Great.
I'm, definitely on my own spiritual, you know, awakening path. I've always been a spiritual person and sort of went through a transformative year in 2014, which I think is sometimes, you know, the push you need to reach the next level. And just interested in anything that you have as far as guidance goes, you know, from, you know, any guides or the archangels or any way that I can help, you know, make clearer decisions. I think that's the thing that I've struggled the most with is preventing the second guessing and just kind of following. Yeah, it's been a big struggle of mine, so.
Okay, so excellent. Great question. And, Kara, you bring something forward that's, I honor you for bringing it forward really for everyone because that's a big one. And that was certainly a big one for me early on. So I'm going to ask you to take a breath. The exercise we just went through and practicing and playing in that and just being present, that's the most beautiful place to get those answers. But you're going to notice throughout your day and wonderful being on your awakening path. And 2014 was a big year. But part of it is I'm going to invite you to decide you're doing it all in a brand new way. That none of the old energies have to come forward with you. And so it starts with trusting. Because sometimes we get some insights that can seem so outside of the realm of what we might think could possibly be an insight, but it is.
Right.
And so let's, I'm hearing the guides, just give me one moment. First of all, the first thing is just the allowing, and it's a choice, to allowing that I'm going to decide to trust myself and I'm going to act on the information, if it's an act on information. An instance, someone might pop into your awareness. Usually there's a reason for that. It may just be to send them a wave of love, but it may be that you take that next step and say, why are they in my awareness? Am I to contact them, or do I just send them a wave of love because they're struggling right now?
Right.
You understand?
Absolutely.
So just take a peek, if you don't mind, if that's okay, at your heart chakra.
Yep.
Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm going to ask you to join in. Just without having to know what it means, we're going to just spin the heart chakra. And I want your soul spirit to align with your physical, mental, emotional body and hear these words. You're safe and you can trust. That you hold those keys within your heart to awaken even more, much more than you can even imagine, your innate wisdom, your spiritual gifts, your telepathy in particular, clairvoyance. The biggest message in that allowing and trusting, and I'm just continuing to watch that kind of a, it's typical we tend to step out of that heart center, so I want to invite you to consciously step back in right now.
Okay.
Metatron says, the universe is so supporting you, if you could even, and this is for everyone, but he is speaking to you, Carrie, if you could see a glimpse of it, you would know there was nothing to question. Take a deep breath. Spend time in quiet, reflective space. And I'm going to share a tool. Oh, this is one of my most fun favorite things. Are you ready? This just jumped in. Many people have heard of automatic writing. This is different. I've learned this early on in my path, and what a wonderful way to get answers. Because especially in the beginning, when we have something popping and we think, ah, did I make that up? That's very typical. We really do that. But we're not making it up. But we want to be clear. We want to get pure guidance. And so this writing technique is called non-dominant handwriting. Have you heard of it?
I have.
You have?
I have. I haven't practiced, you know, I haven't tried, but I have heard of it.
I had a feeling you were going to tell me that. Use that. So just for anyone else on the call, I'm going to explain. Non-dominant handwriting is not an automatic writing. you pose a question. So let's say you're going to ask a particular guide, maybe Archangel Michael, maybe Mother Mary, maybe Lord Metatron. You would pose that question to them. You would say, do you have, you would pose the question of, do you have a message for me? Mm-hmm. So you're asking someone specific generally. I mean, you can ask Source, Creator. You can ask your innate wisdom. But you specifically ask, do you have a message for me? And you're going to write that with the hand you always would write with, your dominant mm-hmm. hand. You ask the question, you ground yourself, you get present, and you switch the pen to the opposite hand, the one you never write with, and okay. you allow the answers to flow. It'll be messy. It'll be sloppy. I use a piece of printer paper and put it landscape-wise so I've got room,
mm-hmm.
and the answers will flow. Practice that for 30 days, and be good to yourself. If you miss a day, so what? But play with that. And that will awaken your intuition and your trust in allowing tenfold beyond. Play with that, and I would love to hear back from you. And let me
know
how that's going. And guess what else? Oh, I used that technique for years, but I never really took that challenge forward until one day I did take it seriously. Because I, too, had that same experience of not second-guessing and all of that, so... Allow your heart to be open and play with that. Enjoy. I hope that helps.
No, it does. Thank you very much. I don't know. It's not something I've been putting off. I do, you know, I lost my father last July, and I'm an only child. So my life sort of changed
Aww.
In ways that were completely, you know, a lot of responsibilities, the property, everything. So, I mean, there's been a lot of decisions, and, you know, when you're grieving, it's hard to make them. But, you know, I feel that. Now that I'm actually in this space, I've moved down here. I'm a landlord. He had just finished remodeling a unit literally the week before he passed. It was unexpected. So I feel that's the quiet place, which I did just this week. And, you know, a few months ago, I did have a reading. And, I mean, like I said, I practice my own meditations. I do a lot of spiritual practices. I do Reiki. I just think that this is a new awakening for me, maybe down a different path. And you bringing
mm-hmm.
that up, bringing that to light, I had forgotten that somebody had told me to do that and mentioned it to me. So I think I called in today for a reason, and
yes.
you brought that back to my attention, and it's time to, now that I'm in this quiet space, start working on it.
And I feel and I'm honoring your relationship with your father and all that you've done. And, yes, you're in a new territory, and
mm-hmm.
it's a whole new place to really – step into what else is available. So
quiet. Yep.
Beautiful. Thank you for
Thank
sharing,
you very,
Carrie.
Thank you very much, Kim.
You're so welcome. Thanks for asking. Don't forget to keep me posted.
I will.
Okay. Blessings.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
With that, Pam, can you tell listeners how to get a hold of you?
I can. My email is Pam, P-A-M, at PamRennie.com. So my last name, Rennie, PamRennie.com.
And
I also want to mention...
Go ahead.
I want to mention something that is in my awareness, but it just didn't come forward before. So many times I've talked about this path of mastering alchemy and a teacher of the alchemy tools. It is this path that has really assisted me in so many ways to wake up to who I am and what I came here to do. And I have two automated classes right now, and Metatron sent a nudge to Mastering Alchemy to really make this so easy to get these tools out much more broadly. That the price was $225, and right now on my website at PamRennie.com or, of course, SacredJourneyMentor.com, either one, you'll see two of the automated classes for $77. Same classes, same body of work, just brought to a price to say now is the time. Step into your personal power field.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm honoring that and just wanted to let you all know. So take a peek if you feel a resonance with that. And what else do we have, Rhonda?
Well, the thing I just thought of as you were saying that is to have our listeners and people who come back and listen to this and download it from the archives at a later time, if there is a way that they can go to your site and let you know a specific word that would make you remember, you know, that it was today's show and them have the offering still available, because, you know, these can go out for who knows how far out and for how long before you,
good point,
you know, they respond. So I was just wondering
I love that. Here's what we'll do. The 77 is, I know it's going to be through January.
Mm-hmm.
I might have put the 21st. I'm going to make it the whole month of January, and it might be longer. I never have a problem if anyone says, hey, I heard you last year, and the price is different. Can I still have it for? I'm going to say yes. Mm-hmm. And so they could just email me. I've got the contact form on the website, or they can email me at pam@pamrennie.com. We never want money to be in the way of anything. And you know what? It's an energy. More is coming, but I would always be happy to honor that, because it's an honor to go, you know what, these tools are being called for and they're making such a difference in the path. So there's that. Mm-hmm. Does that help?
Yeah, very much. I think it'll help listeners be able to feel comfortable accessing it and asking you if the price has changed, you know, to be bold enough and say, you said on the, you know, Searcher's Roadmap in January that, you know, this would be still available if we let you know where we heard about it. So listeners, okay, if you decide to do it later and things have changed, you know, just let Pam know that you heard it on the Searcher's Roadmap on January 16, 2015, because it's, you know, a very powerful course and they're very powerful tools. And I remember the first time we did the rose tools on the first show, and I got a dozen roses. 15 minutes.
That's right.
And I live very remote. I mean, hours from a town that carried flowers. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. You know?
Because you didn't know we were doing that.
Sick for you, you know? And
amazing.
Yeah. You know, and that's what is so beautiful is that spirit meets us exactly where we are, no matter if it's today or 20 years from now, with a message. And the writing that you just told her about, you know, I've been trying to start writing again, and I've been really, really stuck. And it's just been, and it was like, wow, that just gave me the answer that I needed, you know. Because,
well, and I also want to comment, too, to Carrie, she honored her nudge to get on the call today.
Mm-hmm.
So look for those little validations, too.
Exactly.
And I'm hearing a nudge to clear something up, because I talked about when you go to my website and you open the door, you're going to see that course talked about. And if you go to classes, there's the Alchemy Web class, which is the one that's first talked about. And the other class, so I've got two, the Alchemy of Prosperity and the Alchemy Web. Now, they both are the Create Your Personal Power Field course, which is not another modality. It literally is a walking around space. You are in the sacred geometry, activated your personal power field. And the second course, the Alchemy of Prosperity, oh, what a fun class that was. It was really about, for goodness sakes, it's time to release these old blocks around money. And I incorporated that in the class. That was a fun class and brought prosperity, our birthright, more present, aligned in the power field course. So just so to clear that up, you've got the options there.
Thank you very much, Pam. You know, because people are really this year looking for the solutions. Last year it was more about just being able to maintain in the chaos and keeping yourself in balance and grounding. You know, and I think this year it's more about filling your tool belt with the tools that you need, you know.
Yeah,
and
we're going to need them if we're going to be going through a lot of stuff. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, and even those you don't need right now, you may need later. So, you know, that's why it's great that the show can be archived and you can come back and hear the show again. you know. And right now I just have people in the back online. I don't have any questions posted, and I don't have any callers waiting right at the moment. Is there any sacred divine being that would like to give us a message in regards to 2015?
I love the way you're kind of bringing that in. Is there a possibility? I knew that from the beginning. It was, where does it weave in? There is. And, you know, there's just such a big team, and it continues to grow. But I want to particularly see who would like to come forward today. Okay, dear one. So let me prepare, and I invite all of you to prepare your space to be in that present, grounded. See those roses up containing you. That's you being you. And let's invite Yeshua to come forward and speak to us. For those of you that might not know that, Yeshua is the given name of Jesus Christ. I love the vibration in that name, and I love to refer to him as Yeshua. So that is who's coming forward, Jesus Christ. Hold on. Beloveds, it is I, Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, who come forward today to speak with you. This channel sits with a collective of Metatron, Michael, Melchizedek, Uriel, and many more. And I bring a message that's merged with all energies through them. And I come as the spokesperson. I bring good tidings, beloveds. If you could feel for a moment the love that is held for you. If you could feel the grandeur of this evolution that is taking place so successfully and in truth, more successfully and in a bigger way than could have ever been anticipated or hoped for. For you see, you've walked a path raising your consciousness in this earth. It's not been done before in this way, and it is being successful. I've come specifically to talk to you about how you may feel more successful in your life. Many of you have had great painful experiences, hurts, and are experiencing physical discomforts now as we speak. The entire platform has changed. The energy of the earth, the universe, the planetary alignments energies, and that of humanity, because of the work being done by those upon the planet who walk as angels and masters in the physical body, and those of you light workers awakening on your path, feel this change. You are accessing more fully that fifth dimension where choice is so fully present that you still can't quite fathom that in your mind, that you are a powerful creator for good. And know this, beloveds, no one will be left behind. There is no opportunity to fail. That has been changed. Now, you will serve yourself and your beloved humanity and your beloved Earth best by being the light that you are. You, beautiful, unique personality that was created by you, for you, to experience. there is no separation from Source. Sit with us daily in this quiet space and feel how fully supported you are. We align with you to whisper whisperings to your consciousness. We align with you for you to see the possibilities that are present. We align with you, beloved, to assist you to remember who you are. You are big, great beings of light. Honor yourself and love yourself, beloved. Breathe in the green coatings of light from Source. And I extend a blessing upon your hearts to receive these lights as a heart opening that you may feel that love for self. It is essential. Feel the love and feel the love that we hold for you. Feel the joy that we see as you are in the physical body. It is you walking this evolution. You're assisting us. Find delight and joy in every aspect of your body. Back now, but I'm not leaving you. I am ever present, beloveds. Call upon me, for I am Yeshua, and I am here to assist you. Remember and be, beloved. It is so. Thank you, Yeshua. And thank you, Rhonda, for that opportunity. That's a lot of energy there.
Yes, very much so.
I would just simply invite everyone to just sit in that energy that just feels so big and allow that expansion. Your consciousness is raising in a way that there's no rational way to talk about or look at, but own this experience for yourself. Sit with Yeshua in that love and know that you give service to others as you hold that love and that light that's you. You reflect it to Mother Earth, and it's then reflected back to all of us.
And with that, we're down to our last 20 seconds before the end of the show, and I'd like our listeners to know that you can reach me at thesearchersroadmap@gmail.com. And once again, on January 21st is National Hugging Day, and I'll be launching a new Facebook page that day called Shawls of Love and Hugs. And it's about infusing those with love and hugs for those who are in such dire pain and have no support. Pardon my emotion, but it's just one of those things where we have to start reaching out to heal that if we want society to change. And this is my small piece and idea to do. And I think with it, you know, those shawls are going to mean a lot to those who receive them. So don't think that you're falling on deaf ears or that they're going to end up and sit in a storage unit and not get used. You know, but it's going to be a beautiful way to work through 2015. And with that, we are going to close the show. Thanks, Pam, so much for such a beautiful show today. And thank you to Divine Yeshua for showing up and giving us the confirmations of what we need to be doing if we want to have a new consciousness in this time. And with that, you know, we're going to close the Searcher's Roadmap. And please, you know, feel free to leave feedback, you know, and send emails to me or Pam. And Pam, do you have anything else?
I will just say many blessings and much love, and thank you for tuning in.
And I ditto that. Goodbye. Have a great, make it the best week
you can. Bye, everyone. Blessings.